Fiat. December 28, 1936. The Celestial Heiress. How she calls her children to inherit her goods. How she reaches the point of endowing souls with her maternal love in order to form more mamas to Jesus. Continuing with the same topic. I was concerned about what is written above and was saying to myself, is it possible? All this excessive chain of love that seems to never end. I know that our Lord can do anything, but getting to this point, up to making a celestial mother descend from the height of her sanctity into the depth of our souls and nurture us like most tender children of hers. And not only this, but for her to generate her son Jesus and raise us together with him. This seems incredible. And even though I felt my heart split with love and joy, more so since I felt her inside of me, concealed within her light, nurturing me as her daughter with an unspeakable love, and together with me nurturing her dear son. Yet I felt I shouldn't speak of it or write it, also so as not to stir up difficulties and doubts. But my dear Jesus, assuming an imposing look, such that I could not resist him, told me, my daughter, I want you to write what I told you. In what I told you, there are seas of love by which the creatures will be invested, and I do not want to be suffocated. Therefore, if you don't write, I will withdraw. Have you forgotten that I must win man by dint of love? But a love such that he will find it hard to resist us. Immediately I said, Fiat. And my beloved Jesus, assuming his usual sweet and lovable appearance, with such love that I felt my heart crack, added, my blessed daughter, there is nothing to doubt. My being is all love. And when it seems that I have given unto such excesses of love as to be unable to show any more excesses of love, as though starting anew, I come up with more and new excesses of love, more devices as to surpass, oh, how greatly, the other excesses of love. Now listen, my daughter, and you will be convinced of what I am telling you. Adam, by sinning, caused all human generations to inherit all evils, and having gone out of the beautiful inheritance of the divine will in which he lived, in the opulence, lavishness, and sumptuousness of the goods of his Creator, he lost the right to our goods, and with him, all his descendants. But these goods were not destroyed. They exist and will exist. And when a good is not destroyed, there is always the certainty that someone will come who will have the good of possessing it. Now, the great queen began her life within the inheritance of this divine will, and with such abundance that she felt drowned in the goods of her Creator. But so much that she can render all other creatures happy and rich. Now, in this inheritance of the Fiat, she inherited the fecundity, the maternity, human and divine. She inherited the word of the Celestial Father. She inherited all human generations, and these will inherit all the goods of the Celestial Mother. Therefore, as her heirs and as their mother, she has the right to generate her children in her maternal heart. But this was not enough to our love and to hers. she wanted to generate in each creature. And since she is the heiress of the divine word, she has the power to have it generated in each of them. How? If evils, passions, weaknesses can be inherited, why should it not be possible to inherit the goods? And this is why the celestial heiress wants to make known the inheritance that she wants to give to her children. She wants to give her maternity to the creatures, so that, as she generates him, they may act as mamas to him, and may love him as she loved him. She wants to form as many mamas to her Jesus, in order to place him in safety, and so that no one may offend him anymore. In fact, the love of mother is so very different from the other loves. It is a love that burns always, a love that lays down its life for its dear son. See, she wants to endow the creature with her maternal love and make them heirs of her own son. Oh, how honored she will feel in seeing that the creatures will love her Jesus with their same love of mother. You must know that her love toward me and toward creatures is so great that, unable to contain it any longer, she prayed me to manifest to you what I have told you, her great inheritance, that she is waiting for her heirs, and what she can do for them, saying to me, "My son, do not wait any longer. Hurry, manifest my great inheritance and what I can do for them. I feel more honored, more glorified, if you yourself reveal what your mama can do, than if I said it myself." However, all this will have its full effect, its palpitating life of this sovereign lady, when my will is known, and the creatures within the inheritance of their mother will take possession of it. Then, afterwards, my sweet Jesus gave me a kiss, telling me, "Through the kiss, one communicates the breath. And this is why I wanted to kiss you, to communicate by my omnipotent breath the certainty of the goods and the great prodigy that my mother will make for the human generations. My kiss is confirmation on what I want to do." I remained surprised, and he added, "And you, give me your kiss, to receive the deposit of all these goods and to reconfirm your will in mine. If there is no one who gives and who receives, a good can neither be formed nor can it be possessed.